Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, it's 7:31 right now, 55KRC, the talk station. Brian Thomas right here, and always glad to speak with Josh Mandel. He's running for Senate, of course. You can find him online at joshmandel, MANDEL.com. Josh, welcome back, my friend. Always good to hear from you. I hope you're well.
Good to be on.
So how is the campaign going? Running for Senate, got a whole big field of folks to choose from, and it seems to me like, you know, actually, Josh, I mean, I know we're moving toward the primary, but wow, it's almost like we're in full campaign season, the number of people that are buying ads and, you know, running for Senate in this case.
Yeah, there's like 84 people running against me. I got a bunch of never-Trumpers. I got people running against me who are pro-impeachment. I've got people running against me who have made a bunch of money by investing in China. You name it. But there's only one pro-liberty candidate in the race, and it's me, Josh Mandel. There's only one candidate in the race who's actually has the battle scars from standing up to the teacher unions and the government bureaucrats and the rhino fake Republicans, and that's me, Josh Mandel. And there's only one pro-freedom candidate, and you know, I've had the guts to stand up for personal freedom and individual liberty when others haven't. As you know, Brian, I'm a Marine Corps vet, did a couple tours in Iraq, did my small part, and I think what people want in Washington right now is fighters, not wimpy, soggy, squishy Republicans. They want Republicans who are steel-spined fighters who will take on not only Pelosi, Schumer, and Biden, but also take on the weak, wimpy, rhino Republicans if they're acting like Democrats.
Well, and I guess having a wartime concierge, I guess is the way we might have put it in a Godfather movie, but as we, you know, confront the issues going on in Ukraine right now and China, we need tough-willed individuals because those folks, they're not much for sitting down at a negotiation table. And if you sit down and negotiate with them, that suggests, you know, and I was reading the Secretary of State's comments about his meeting with Vladimir Putin on Friday. It sounds to me like he's searching for some sort of, you know, bipartisan resolution, which to me means a lot of concessions going both ways. I mean, is that the way to handle, for example, Russia right now?
Well, listen, I think we can all agree that Biden is not all there. He's just mentally not all there, not the man he once was, mentally, physically, what have you. And it's scary to think about our commander-in-chief in a room with Putin from Russia and Xi from China and others. And I think both the Chinese Communist Party and the Russians are laughing at Biden and unfortunately laughing at America because of Biden's weakness. And, you know, you mentioned my military service, Brian. Like, by no means do I believe military service uniquely qualifies someone for public office. But I do think that there are certain moments in American history when the American people say, you know what, I think our country would be better served if we had more veterans in public office, more men and women in the U.S. Senate who've carried a weapon in a foreign land and who do not want to send our kids overseas. Because that's, you know, one of my takeaways from being in the Marine serving at war is I'm going to do everything I can as United States Senator to make sure that we don't have to send our sons and daughters overseas. And I think oftentimes it's those politicians in Washington who've never worn a uniform that are trigger happy and want to send kids overseas. And, you know, I mean, I think, for instance, you look at Cheney, for instance, you know, Dick Cheney, for instance, you know, and you look at his daughter now, Liz, who I think is a total traitor. They never worn the uniform, but, you know, they're like essentially into military adventurism and warmongerism in large part because they make money off of it and they make a lot of money off of it. And, you know, I think we need to make military and diplomatic decisions based on what's best for the American people and putting America first and not for lining the pockets of the military industrial complex or of politicians.
All right, well, let's pause for a minute because I have a couple more questions on the situation unfolding in Ukraine with you. And also want to talk to you. I know you had some comments on that the synagogue hostage situation, voting rights legislation. We'll continue with candidate for Ohio senator or senator from the state of Ohio.
See the talk station.
7:39 here at 55 KRCD Talk Station. It being Monday, coming up after top of the hour news, we're going to do Money Monday. In the meantime, Josh Mandel, running for U.S. Senator from the state of Ohio, is on the phone talking about issues. And let's go back to Ukraine. The State Department travel advisory was issued saying do not travel to Ukraine. Of course, the State Department yesterday ordered the families of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to leave the country, told the dependents of staffers that they must leave, also said that non-essential embassy staff could, as in nudge, nudge, should probably leave Ukraine. We're pulling out, and you do that when you're really getting close to a very dangerous situation. Josh, what's your expectations if whether or not Russia pulls the trigger and moves in? Joe Biden seemed to suggest that it would depend on the level of involvement or engagement as to whether there would be a response. Blinken came out yesterday saying that whatever involvement, it would be swift and severe response to Russia. Do you first off, I guess, do you know what that means? Second of all, since Joe Biden is weighing sending thousands of troops into Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, etc., as a deterrent, are we going to be at war with Russia here, Josh? What is your take on this, and what does candidate Josh Mandel for Senate think about it?
Listen, as United States Senator, I would not be for war with Russia. I don't think the American people have a appetite for another war. We just got off 20 years in Afghanistan, over a decade in Iraq. And I think it's time to focus on putting America first and focus on issues here domestically. We've got tens of thousands of veterans living under bridges while Biden is facilitating and enabling an invasion of our southern border by foreigners. We have inflation that's just running rampant off the charts. You know, I've talked to a lot of people in Ohio, waitresses and just truck drivers and factory workers who are working hard, doing the right thing, going to work, not being on welfare like Biden wants people to, but they're having trouble making ends meet, whether it's buying groceries or filling up the gas tank at the gas station. And so these are the kind of issues I think we should be focusing on, not going to war with Russia.
Well, I mean, I guess the ball's sort of in Russia's hands. I mean, if they take over Ukraine, they pretty much have a stranglehold 100% over energy flowing into our allies. They'll be our NATO allies in Europe. I mean, right now it comes through Ukraine, much to many people's chagrin, the Nord 2 pipeline, which Biden seems to be embracing and pushing along in spite of the fact he won't let us have our own XL pipeline. That Nord 2 is going to make Germany and the rest of Europe completely dependent on Russia. I mean, Russia seems to be setting itself up to have a monopoly on European energy as they, run headlong into the green that they're trying to accomplish in the European Union.
Well, remember, one of the first things Biden did when he came into office, Brian, was lift the sanctions off Russia, which enabled their pipeline there. I mean, it's unbelievable. You had Biden who's shuts down the Keystone pipeline in the middle of America, tries to block the pipeline from Alberta, Canada into Michigan, but then he enables the Russian pipeline. And then on top of that, he says to the American people, he tells us, we're just going to rely on OPEC. Wait a second, OPEC? I mean, these are radical Islamic countries that want to destroy America. How about depending on America for our natural resources? And, Brian, a lot of people don't realize this, and I couldn't even believe it when I first heard this statistic, but it's in fact true that if you took the state of Ohio, the state of Pennsylvania, and the state of West Virginia, Ohio, PA, West Virginia, you combined our three states into a region, that region would be the third largest producer of natural gas in the entire world. We're literally sitting on a gold mine of natural gas here in Ohio. It's more gas than oil, but there's hundreds of thousands of jobs buried in the ground. You bring it out of the ground, It's jobs. It brings down the cost of heating homes in the winter when it's, I think you said in your weather report, 19 degrees in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know, it brings down the cost of powering factories, which means you can hire more people or increase wages. And to your point, it makes our country safer. You know, when we're depending on ourselves rather than depending on either Russia or Saudi Arabia or other countries, we are safer as a nation. And so, I think one of the best ways we can combat an energy takeover in Europe or elsewhere is for us to produce as much energy here domestically and be the world leader.
Yeah.
And we have those resources. I was down in Texas not too long ago. They're doing what's called flaring, where they drill for oil, you see all these fires. They're burning off the gas because they can't even transport all of it. And part of the reason is, Biden won't approve these pipelines. And so these are some of the real issues that I'm going to be focusing on as United States Senator, vis-a-vis energy, to make sure that we are independent, not depending on the Russians, not depending on the Saudis, but independent. And if we could ever become a energy exporter, we could actually export natural gas from America, whether it's into Europe and other places. Imagine that, where then the American people are benefiting from our natural resources and the Europeans are paying us.
Yes, they are. Well, and the idea, anything that could negate or reduce the power and influence OPEC nations or Russia in this particular case, anything we can do that would help with that would be a good, positive thing. So let us pause for a moment. We'll get one more segment with Josh Mandel. I want to get his reaction to this effort to shove the voting rights legislation. At 7:50 here at 55 KRC, the talk station. A very happy Monday to you. Brian Thomas going through the issues with Josh Mandel. You can find him again online at joshmandel.com, running for U.S. Senate. Josh, I wanted to get your reaction to, I know you, the voting rights legislation. I don't know if you saw it. Christine Sinema's party in Arizona, the Democratic Party, sanctioned her for voting not to get rid of the filibuster. I thought that was rather comical, but for that, we would have had some kind of voting rights bill shoved down our throats. I'm going to get your reaction on where things currently stand, and are we out of the danger zone now that happened, or is there still going to be another bite of the apple? What's your take, and where are you on it?
I think temporarily we're out of the danger zone. Listen, Sinema and Manchin have guts, and they decided to stand up for America and for voter and election integrity. I'm in this race for U.S. Senate, Brian. I'm really one of the only people running on this issue and talking about election integrity because, and as you know, this is not a new issue for me to be talking about in the U.S. Senate race. I've been talking about for a long time the fact that the Democrats, they see elections as a means to an end. And that end is socialism. That end is big government. That end is having big government and small people. You and I, as believers in individual liberty, we understand that when government is big, people are small. But when we can make limited government and make government limited in size and scope, we can make people big. So what the Democrats want to do is turn America into a socialist regime, a socialist country. And so they're willing to cheat in elections, Brian, because for them, the means just justifies the ends. They're willing to cheat. They're willing to break the rules. They're willing to break the laws. They're willing to do whatever it takes. And so it's one of the reasons why I'm a strong believer in instituting photo ID, not just voter ID, but photo ID. And the Democrats say, it's racist to have to show a photo to vote. There's nothing racist about having to show a photo to vote. I mean, if someone's on welfare benefits, they have to show a photo ID to get their welfare benefits. They have to show a photo ID to get their unemployment benefits. You got to show a photo ID to get into the Democrat National Convention, so on and so forth. So there's nothing racist about it. Second, we have to institute and go back to one day of voting. I don't know why we have 30 days of voting, but just go back to one day. It's called Election Day. Third, we got to get rid of all these machines, not just the Dominion machines, but I think all of them, Brian. These machines were a solution in search of a problem. And we should just go back to paper balloting. And finally, get rid of all this vote by mail. Go to the polls and vote. Now, listen, if you're a senior citizen, you're disabled, you're military overseas, obviously you can vote by mail. But besides for that, those are the exceptions. The rule should be for the other 99% of the people, go and vote. Walk to the polls, drive to the polls, bike to the polls, do whatever you got to do, and go vote. And those are some of the reforms I think need to be made. But to your question and your point, none of them should be made in Washington.
Right.
It's not the role of Washington to make these rules. It's the role of state legislators and local governments. And, you know, we want, in the spirit of federalism, in the spirit of states' rights, we want our rules and our regulations made here in Ohio, not in Washington.
Well, and that's consistent with the way the Constitution is written, because I would have argued, and I think it would have been a legal challenge right out of the gate had this bill passed and been signed into law, that it was an unfair, unconstitutional intrusion into states' rights. So, well, you make good points on particularly the photo ID thing, because everybody needs a photo ID for everything. And hell, the vast majority of Democrats and a large number of Republicans are talking about vaccine cards and mandates. You got to show those. And if you got to go over and get one of those, I think you can manage getting a photo ID. Plus, I think 100% of every black person I talk to finds it insulting, as I do, when politicians tell them that they're incapable of voting pursuant to a specific set of rules that applies equally to everyone. They find offense in that. So I think that's maybe one of the reasons why the Democrats are kind of losing traction with minority communities, is because they treat them like ignorant children. They refer to them collectively as having one unified perception of life, which we know they do not, and talk about them as if they're just a bunch of groups of you know, mentally challenged folks are not capable of following a set of rules that everybody's able to follow, and that they're able to follow in other areas of their lives.
To your point, Brian, I've talked to so many black entrepreneurs, you know, black leaders, whether they're, you know, pastors and faith leaders or they're in education, whatever. And I hear the same thing. They echo what you just said, that it's insulting to be grouped together in one mindset just because someone has the same skin color. It's the antithesis of individual liberty. It's the antithesis of like self-reliance. It's just, and every black person I've ever talked about is like, yeah, that's so insulting. I hate how the Democrat Party, you know, treats me as if I'm still a slave. Like, that is what black people said to me over and over and over again. And if you ask the question, why is the Democrat Party against school choice?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the Democrat Party does not think minorities in urban areas especially are smart enough to make decisions what school is best for their kids.
It is insulting.
It's ridiculous. It's so insulting to black parents. It's incredibly insulting. Same thing with affirmative action. You know, the Democrat Party thinks that, you know, black people can't get jobs on their own, and so they need a leg up. That's not true. It's just not true. It's insulting to black people. And, you know, whenever I have these discussions, whether it's on school choice or affirmative action or, you know, some of the other issues you mentioned, I think increasingly, you know, black leaders, whether it's business leaders, faith leaders, political leaders, educational leaders, they're getting sick and tired of the Democrat Party treating them like babies and treating them like children and treating them, you know, and so I think, you know, you saw Trump do better with black voters than any presidential candidate on the Republican side had done in a long time, maybe forever. And I think you're going to see increasingly Republicans gaining in the black community.
Yep.
And listen, when I'm running against Tim Ryan in this general election, you know, he's this liberal Democrat from Youngstown.
Yeah.
You're going to see me crisscrossing the state, campaigning at black churches and in urban areas.
Good.
And bringing a message of individual liberty and personal freedom that your kids, you know, you should have a choice where your kids go to school. You shouldn't be forced into a failing.
Those are absolutely winning issues for all communities, black, white, Asian. It doesn't matter. Those are winning issues for everybody. Josh, we're out of time. Look forward to having you on again. JoshMandel.com is where you find Josh. You might even want to help him out by way of going door to door, campaigning, maybe a cash con.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.